Hello, hey guys, welcome to A Clueless Gen Z. This is my first episode, and as usual, I'm your host, Vanessa. Yeah, or you can call me Jerry. So how did the podcast start? The way it all started is quite interesting. I was in my room and I was feeling quite low and I just needed to have a conversation with someone. So I tried reaching out to one of my close friends and apparently they were all quite busy at the time. So I just started recording how I felt and I was so shocked because I felt a sense of relief about it. And I was like, man, this is probably all I want at the moment. I have struggled before with mental health and I know it's so easy to go back in the trenches and I did not want to go back there because it can take some time and energy to get yourself outside there. So before we continue guys, I'll play for you a song by Forest Black. It's called Falling to Me. And throughout the episode, I will play a few of the songs and I hope you like it. It's a love song. I've been listening to it for quite some time now. So here it is.
The day that I met you, the world had just bit me out. On my way to the bottom, sure I'd never be found. Then you saw me for me, made me believe in myself. On the day that I met you, it all turned around. You said, close your eyes, don't look down.
That's it guys, so I won't be able to play the entire song, but again it's called Forest Black, Fall Into Me. So speaking about mental health, I have been feeling myself and I can't deny I love it here. I have been so kind to me, so gentle with me, so understanding. I'm not hard on myself and I repeat, man, I love it here. Because you have to realize how much you really need to be kind to yourself to just make it through life itself. So starting this podcast is something so new to me and because personally I'm a really reserved person, and to mention shy. So this is so new to me. I am honestly not active on many social media platforms. I'm not active on Instagram. I'm not so much on any other main apps, but I have to realize I have to post more of my podcast on Instagram and other social media platforms that I'm not so into, but I have no choice at the moment. I'm getting out of my comfort zone. I'm doing something new, which I'm so excited, and I can't wait to see where this leads me to. So what I'm about to talk about in my first ever episode in this podcast, besides getting to know why I started it, is something already you can see it on the title, but it's something personal. It's something I've gone through. I've seen my friends go through it, and it has impacted me in one way or another. I have gone through rejection in my place of work and in relationships. And where I can tell you, it's not easy, but you have to keep it together. I know it could be what most people are going through, and this is to just help you cope up because it's hard out here. But you know, you're keeping it together. We're all trying to keep it together. Before we continue, guys, this is another song by Lewis Capaldi. It's called Hold Me While You Wait. And remember, I'm playing it on my laptop. So yeah, today I'm in my feelings and I just want to listen to this kind of music. Yeah, so it's called Hold Me While You Wait. So here it is.
I'm waiting now, saving all my precious time. I'm missing my same old us before we learned our truth too late. Resigned so faded away. So tell me, can you turn around? I need someone to tear me down. Oh, tell me, can you turn around? But either way, hold me while you wait. I wish that I was good enough. If only I could wake you up. My love, my love, my love, my love. Won't you stay away? Tell me more. Tell me something I don't. Having it all. If you're gonna waste my time, let's waste it away and hold me while you wait.
Told me this before. My love, my love, my love.
So that's it, guys. That's Hold Me While You Wait by Lewis. Talking about rejection, we look at being rejected in love, and you have to admit that has to be one of the hardest rejection ever. And I came up with 5 things on what we can actually do that will help us or can help you cope up with the feelings of it. So the first one has to be like, feel the feelings and tell yourself it will go eventually, because it really will. You just need to give yourself some time, babe, because eventually that man or that woman will no longer be in the picture again. The second one has to be, understand you go through the stages of grief. You know what grief feels like? It's like the loss of a relationship. It's like death. You know, if you lose someone, you feel like something is not there anymore. It's like your brain was programmed to someone, and now something is no longer there again. So there will be times where you feel like you're totally over this person, and maybe a song could remind you again of this person. So you end up feeling sad again, you end up crying, you end up getting angry, and then the next minute you feel like, oh shit, I'm over it, I'm totally moving on. This is like, I'm about to like enter a new era, and then boom, something else comes up, and then they tell you, oops, sorry babes, you're going back to stage one of grief. So that's it. You have to understand it's really like it can actually like take a long period for you to actually get over things. And the third one is just have a support system, and because you may feel like withdrawing, you know, you want to stay in bed, you just want to be lazy all day, but you have to reach out to others, you have to allow people to be there for you, you let them provide for you comfort. It's so important to surround yourself with people that really, really love you. You engage yourself in new activities that you want to try out. You meet other new people. You go out on dates. You meet new people. And eventually, babes, you'll be okay. You'll be so, so, so much okay. And fourth one that I came up with, you have to focus outside yourself. Although it will be so hard to do so, especially this time, you have to avoid blaming yourself and criticizing yourself. You have to be your own friend and be so kind to yourself. You don't have to like really criticize, like, probably this is why it didn't work out. Like, just trying to get the shitty things out of you wouldn't help you at all. If you catch yourself overanalyzing your past or yourself, you have to like gently draw attention to you so that you can heal and also you can move on. The last one has to be, you know, if you don't think this can help or you need assistance, you have to maybe consider counseling or psychotherapy. You might want further help from other people. You know, it's not wrong, actually, it's a good thing. So if you feel you cannot bear all that, the pain, and you need some like someone like a professional help, you go do you. So lastly, to end it all, please do not rush to get into a new relationship. Deal with your emotions. You'll potentially be hurting the other person's feelings once you enter into a relationship when you're not yet healed. So you just give yourself some time until you're ready to get into one. So the last bit is to let's look at it. The first one was feel the feelings. Second, understand you go through the stages of grief. Third, have a support system. Fourth, focus outside yourself. And fifth, consider counseling if that's what's gonna help you. So I think that's it, guys. To end it all, we end it with music, and this one is by Paloma Faith, only love can hurt like this, because only love can hurt like this. So here it goes, guys. So that's it, guys. That is Only Love Can Hurt Like This by Paloma Faith. And I'll see you I'll see you in my next episode. Cheers, guys.